Hi, this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Berg reporting UN-sponsored peace talks on ending the war in Syria started Friday in Geneva, despite a boycott from the main Syrian opposition group. The talks began Friday afternoon with a meeting at the UN offices in Geneva between UN Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, and a Syrian government delegation headed by the Syrian ambassador to the United Nations. After the meeting, de Mistura said he hoped to meet with representatives of the opposition group, the Higher Negotiations Committee, on Sunday.
The best way to actually discuss the implementation of important signals towards the population of Syria is to come to Geneva. And of course, we also have an occasion of talking about what we call the political process.
The HNC said it would send a small team of representatives to Switzerland late Saturday to talk with UN officials. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said that he welcomed the participation of the HNC. Attackers wearing suicide belts and carrying assault rifles targeted a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia during Friday prayer services. 5 people were killed and 18 others were wounded. Amateur video shows panic among worshippers inside the Imam Reza Mosque as a bomb goes off, shattering windows, doors, and ceiling tiles. Saudi Security Ministry spokesman said that security forces traded fire with the attackers outside the building as they tried to go around them and enter the mosque. It is not immediately clear if there were 2 or 3 gunmen. Al Arabiya TV reported that security forces arrested 2 men, while other media reported a 3rd man blew himself up. This is VOA News. The outbreak of the mosquito-borne Zika virus in the Americas comes as tens of thousands of people prepare to travel to Brazil later this year for the Olympics. That could make the Games a springboard to transmit the virus around the world when those visitors return home. Dr. Beth Bell of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention told VOA, for most people, Zika virus is not a problem. It can cause mild flu-like symptoms. But the virus can also cause babies to be born with a serious condition called microcephaly. Bell says the CDC is working to understand how Zika and microcephaly are linked.
And we're doing everything we can to understand a little bit more about many of the basics. How often does it happen? What are the risk factors? Are there certain things that make this sort of transmission from pregnant women to babies more likely?
Zika virus has been tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases of microcephaly in Brazil. There is no treatment for the disease. Authorities in Burundi have released 2 foreign journalists 1 day after they were arrested in the capital city. VOA's Central Africa Service reports that British photographer Phil Moore and the Africa chief for the French daily Le Monde, Jean-Philippe Remy, were released on Friday. None of the 2 men's equipment was returned after they refused to disclose the passwords to their smartphones. Burundi's security minister said the 2 men were arrested Thursday in Bujumbura in the company of what he called armed criminals. A presidential spokesman said the 2 journalists were among 17 people arrested by police. Le Monde says Moore and Remy were arrested while meeting with government opponents. It says both men were working for the paper and were doing their jobs. The U.S. economy, the world's largest, barely advanced in the last 3 months of 2015. The Commerce Department said Friday that the anemic growth, just 0.7%, reflected weaker consumer spending, investment cutbacks by businesses, and slowing exports. For all of 2015, the U.S. economy advanced 2.4%. That's the same as in 2014 and just slightly ahead of the 2.1% average since 2010. The bad economic news didn't dampen rallies on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished up nearly 2.5%. The S&P 500 rose by almost the same amount, while the Nasdaq was up 2.19%. European and Asian markets also finished the week higher. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Begin.